We are now joined by the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Parker Burgess, after his team falls 2-1 to the Red Deer Rebels. And Parker, it seemed like a polar opposite game of last night in some ways. You had a great first period on Saturday, maybe struggled a little bit in that regard today, but I thought the effort level certainly in the final 40 minutes was there for your team. Did you like what you saw, even if you didn't get the result?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a much better job in our D zone defending. Obviously, the discipline part, I think we took three minors as opposed to last night. So there were some areas that I thought we definitely improved on, and we were right in the fight. And, you know, we talked to the guys before the game, and, you know, we just said, hey, like, if we give up three or less, we take three or less minors, we're putting ourselves in a really good position to win a hockey game. And we did both those things. But, you know, obviously you got to try to get more than one goal, you know, to win a game. We had some chances there, especially in the, like you said, the last 40 minutes. And, you know, a few here, a few there. But, you know, guys are frustrated. I understand that. Like, you know, we're not on the right side of it. But we also have to keep our focus and sights on, you know, you can't just go from zero to winning hockey games. Like, you got to find a way to get your process right and doing the little things, defending, checking, managing pucks. And we did a better job in a lot of those areas. So there's, you know, there's areas that we can build on. And then, you know, we got a week of practice here ahead of us that we just got to work to continue to find ways to create offense.
Let me ask you, I've tried to find words to describe it, but in your opinion, Coach, what is the biggest factor in not having Preston and Lynn in the lineup?
Well, I mean, obviously offensively and on the power play and things like that. Like Ryan, you know, both of them are, they get the puck on their stick 5-on-5 or on the power play, and it's, you know, they're able to enter the zone with possession and with speed, and you can attack off the rush. And when you don't have certain, when you don't have those players, then you're relying a little bit more on a get it in and create a forecheck and try to create a turnover. It's a little harder to do. So obviously we miss those guys, but we, again, I know it sounds repetitive. We can't make excuses, and they're out until they're back in. And so we got to find ways, but we got a few that are coming back next weekend. So we're hopefully coming out of this now where we have guys, you know, we were able to get through the weekend with anybody as of now, knock on wood, that are, you know, we didn't lose anybody. So now hopefully we're on the right side of it with guys coming back in.
Yeah, I mean, I ask you only because I want your opinion, because I feel the same way. We're not just talking about two hockey players. We're talking about two guys that possibly could be the top 15 players chosen in the upcoming draft.
Yeah.
So we're not just, you know, there's you. I don't know how many teams can lose those kind of players and still provide a bunch of offense. I mean, that's now eight games that we haven't scored more than two goals.
Yeah, and it's not... It's not for a lack of effort. Obviously, we've got to figure out different ways, getting to the net, getting a few greasy ones, tips, rebounds. You got to execute on the power play. But I think, you know, any team to have success, you look at Prince George went through when they lost Carrolls and a couple other guys and their goaltender. You know, I think they lost 10 out of 11. So sometimes you need those guys in the lineup that the kind of the game breakers, where, you know, if a game's not going your way, they single-handedly can, you know, change the outcome and the direction of a game in one shift or one play. And right now, you know, for us, we may not have that in the lineup, so it's got to be a collective thing, and we need other guys to help generate and provide offense. But yeah, it's just we're at where we're at right now.
A couple of AP call-up players in the lineup this weekend who are, you know, figured to be exciting parts of the future of this team. It's tough to make too many assessments on guys like that in games like last night against Kelowna, a much tighter, more competitive game here this afternoon, of course. What did you like in the games of Louis Oscar Holloway-Chuck and Crosby Matejchuk, respectively?
Yeah, I think with Louis, just his motor, his competitiveness, he sticks his nose in, he wants to be in puck battles. He sees the game really well, like when to make plays, and you know, he was effective. And the things he needs to work on are just, you know, the strength piece of it and being a little bit more explosive, so he's winning puck battles. But it's a great experience for him, and I thought he did a really, really good job tonight. And then I think for Crosby, the biggest thing for him is he's got the size, he's got the strength, he's got a great IQ, he's a dynamic defenseman, strong, and, you know, just like any other young player, it's for him it's the habits and details, you know, making the jump up to this level. But I thought he did a lot better job today just defending, you know, awareness in the D zone, when to go, when to manage pucks, things like that. But I thought both of them, for being their age, handled themselves very well.
Did you have to spot them at all tonight, like normally you would for a young kid, get them in the right situation? Or it looked like they were just going out there in the next shift and doing a good job.
Yeah, it was more, I would say it was more that than we weren't trying to insulate them. Like, they're both great players. And their players, like, you know, we talked about the Prestons and the Lins. guys who can change the outcome of a game and have the ability to be game breaker players. And, you know, not something that you can do at 15, you know, in this league playing against older guys. But I think, you know, as we see them in years to come, like those are two players that'll, you know, when you come to a Vancouver Giants game, that they'll be able to change the game in one shift. And so we're excited about them and their future. And I thought they did an excellent job tonight.
Coach, you've seen him now, what, four times, Joe Aginla? Have you? What's your take?
He's just getting better and better, I think. You know, more comfortable. I think anytime you're off for a little bit, plus, you know, you get traded, you find yourself in a new environment, there's going to be, you know, just you got to get back into that game speed and that game shape. And then also, too, like, you know, his role when he was playing in Edmonton, you know, was probably more, you know, on the side of a depth role and secondary scoring. And now he's in the position to be, you know, a key impact, you know, core guy for us. And, you know, he's 17 years old. And so this is his first time in this league being in that role with those responsibilities. And he's starting to really show flashes of, like, you know, he's carrying the puck on his stick with more confidence. He's making more plays. He's getting more shots to the net, just competing. So he's, again, he's going to be a big part of it. And I thought, you know, every game he's played in, he's taken a step in the right direction for us.
I was saying to Bill right before you joined us that it seemed like his third period this evening especially might have been the most dangerous and best he's looked as a Giant so far. Would you agree with that?
For sure. And I think that's just that sense of belonging. Like, okay, I'm now the guy. You know, I'm not looking to other guys, and I have this responsibility. And I know that's something in my conversations with Joe that he really wants and that he's hungry for. He wants to be an impact guy, wants to be on the ice in key situations, and he's getting those opportunities now, and he's finding himself, I feel like, game in, game out, period by period. He's finding a little bit more confidence, a little bit more sense of belonging, and like, okay, you know, get the puck on my stick. I want the puck. I want to be the guy. And then he's got an excellent shot, an excellent release. And so just got to get him, you know, more pucks on his stick in the O-zone and getting that shot off.
Coach, and we won't keep you long. I've been a big fan of Lance McCloskey. The first time I saw him at training camp, I big right-hand shot guy that made plays, looked very, very comfortable. But I got to admit, he struggled a little bit tonight, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, a guy who's in an elevated role, you know, when you're out Hartman and Lynn, everybody gets bumped up. And, you know, he's still a kid who played U18, you know, California prep school, and we're relying on him to play in a lot of really key situations. And the stamina piece, the pace piece, you know, he's probably playing too many minutes right now for us. And that's something that right now, you know, when you have 15-year-olds in the lineup and on your D-core and you're out your two top guys, that other guys are playing maybe a little bit more than normal or more than they're comfortable with. But for him, it's a growing process. I thought he did some good things. But, yeah, we'll have to go back and watch film and kind of assess from there.
Speaking of the guys who are missing from the lineup at the moment, Caleb Hartman was my guest in the second intermission this evening. He talked about how he's expecting to be back in for next weekend. You said earlier in this conversation that you're expecting some bodies, plural, back perhaps in the lineup next weekend. Who else besides Caleb Hartman can we expect back before too long here?
Well, I think obviously Caleb, we're optimistic. It's for all of them, it's day-to-day. You know, obviously with Ryan and Mathis and Adam, it's more week to week. But, yeah, we're optimistic to have Caleb back. And then we're hoping, you know, Misha Volotovsky, who's been battling an illness here that kind of came out of nowhere, hopefully he's starting to feel better and on the mend. And we're optimistic for him, too. So, you know, you get a top six center, 20-year-old back, and a veteran D-man who's a shutdown guy but can also skate and transport pucks. It's going to be a positive impact on our group and a little bit more life to us, too.
Coach, last question. When you look at your forward group of lines, how much value are you placing on chemistry of working together as opposed to just getting the right combination that gets results? Are you letting chemistry, are you trying to let that build up between certain combinations?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I, you know, with Tobias and with Joe, you know, we've used a few different centers. I thought Brett Olson did a great job there in the middle, kind of switched it up there after the first period. And those are guys that, you know, Brett and Joe have known each other for a while, just kind of growing up in the same area, same age. So you're hoping that they can provide a little chemistry and spark. And Chorney's played, you know, with Charco a little bit and Gerois. And so, you know, it's game in and game out. But, you know, you hope for those younger guys that playing together throughout this year and getting that in-game real-time experience is not only going to help us right now, but in the future too. Because I think there are times when you put guys together and there's that instant spark of chemistry when you shuffle lines or things like that. But in my experience, more often than not, it's more chemistry is developed over time, practicing together, playing together. And so, hopefully just all these experiences for these guys, it's just putting the foundation in to build that chemistry for the future too.
Last one from me, Coach. We've talked a lot about, obviously, the absences creating opportunities, and it's not just the AP call-ups or the young guys who are stepping into the lineup. It's some of the guys who have been here all season long playing bigger roles. And to that end, Brett Olson now has goals in back-to-back games this weekend. He's a guy who's been in the top six in different spots, different positions. Do you like what he is doing to fill the spot he's been handed at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough job. You go from that 16-year-old year when you're in and out of the lineup, and now boom, you're a top six guy, and you have he's playing on our penalty kill, he's playing on our power play, he's taking key faceoffs, he's getting hard matchups. Like, you got to keep that in mind too. These guys are all terrific young players, but they're playing playing against Tijaginla and some older, heavier guys that have been in those roles for numerous years, so just the comfort level. But I think Brett's another player, just game by game, he seems to be getting better, more comfortable. He's getting rewarded with some goals, and I thought tonight he was very effective. He was winning battles. He was using his size and his strength to get pucks back, and I think for him the future is really bright, and he's playing really good hockey for us right now.
Well, enjoy the week of practice, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you,
guys. Back at it against the Spokane Chiefs.
Appreciate it.
There he is, Parker Burgess, head coach of the Vancouver Giants. His team falling 2-1 this evening to the visiting Red Deer Rebels.